because I realized I do have a lot of something, like one item. And I brought my collection to show you. Do you guys want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay. My collection is purses. Yeah. Okay. So now, guys, I put it on the guys' side because you might be less familiar with purses than the ladies. Now, I have 15 purses up here, okay? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. I have 15 purses up here, and I have more bags and things at home, unfortunately. I do have more, but I brought just 15 to show you because I have gotten them all at different points in my life. You know how that goes, ladies? Right. Like when you're a little girl, you start out with one purse because really that's all you need. You have need a purse to keep your wallet, your keys, your sunglasses, and your chapstick, right? And other secret things that girls keep in their purses. And like notes and stuff, you know, like notes from friends and whatever. So you start out with one purse when you're a little girl, but the older you get, the more you realize, oh, I think I need one more. So I just want to give you a little tour. I have a black purse and another black purse, but it's also kind of a bag, so it's totally different. And I have another black purse, and then I have a brown purse, which is nice, yeah? Don't you think it's nice? I have another brown purse, though, which is really very different from the first brown one. I have like a shiny one, like a shiny silvery kind of purse, which goes with everything, by the way, in case you're wondering. I have a purple purse. Every girl needs a purple purse. Yeah, you get it. I have another brown purse, but this, again, is almost like a suitcase. It's so big, so it can hold a lot, maybe even an animal. I don't know. I hope there's not an animal in there. Here's another purse, a little bit more like a bag, but kind of a purse, but it has animal skin on it. It's fake, though. It's not really real. And then my smaller collection within my collection is of, like, small, like, clutches. These are called clutches, clutch purses, okay? So I have this one, which is my newest one. I've got this one from Target. I've got this cute little purple one. And I have a maroon one. And I also have one that I've never, ever used, all right? So this is my collection, and I thank you for just listening to me show you my collection. But you would think, that after having 15 purses that I would be satisfied, right? No. Right, no. All right, well, the reality is that a girl only needs one purse. You can only use one at a time. But a lot of us have more than that. And the reality is that tomorrow, if I go to Target and I see a purse that I like, I might want to buy it. I may not buy it, but I might want to. Because it seems like the more we have, the less satisfied we actually feel. I don't know if you've ever felt that way, but it's weird because you would think it would be the opposite, right? You would think that the more stuff you have, the more satisfied you would feel, like you don't need any more. But that's not really the way it works, is it? The more we have, the less satisfied we feel, because you know what happens? The next best thing always comes along, doesn't it? Maybe you've been in this situation. You get a cell phone for Christmas. Yep, it's awesome. It's a flip phone touch screen. Those are cool now. And you get it, you go to school, and your friend has a better phone. You're like, what? Like, that's way better. I don't even care about my phone that's brand new that I just got. I want a better phone. And so you go home, you're like, Mom, I need a better phone. She's like, no, I just bought you a new one. And it's a struggle. Have you guys ever seen this commercial? It's of this guy that just ordered a TV. It's a 3D TV. Have you seen this? And the movers are like carrying it in on the side. It says 3D TV. And his daughter's like running around in circles. I don't know why, in the front yard. And the guy's like, oh, awesome, come on in. And then he looks over there and he sees the moving truck and it says, coming soon, 4D TV. And he was like, ah, can I send this back? They're like, no, you haven't even opened it. And that's the way it is, isn't it? With a lot of us, we get something, we see something better, and that's what we want. and it keeps on going and going and going like that. It is amazing, isn't it, that you can want something so bad. You can want something so bad that 5 minutes ago you didn't even know existed. You know what it's like, don't you? I mean, I know you go home from school, sit on the couch, get a little bag of Doritos, eat your Doritos, turn the TV on, and an Old Navy commercial comes on, right? They're like singing and doing weird stuff like they do. And it's all about like the new hoodie that they have. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even care about Doritos anymore. I need that new hoodie. Or it could be that you heard this really awesome song on the radio and you're like, I gotta find out what song that was. I gotta go download it now. I gotta download it like a minute ago because I need to be like, I need to know what that cool music is out there and I need to have what's new and what's fresh. And we all know what that's like. But here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. Having stuff isn't a bad thing. You know, it's not a bad thing to have some stuff, but it's our attitude towards that stuff that becomes the problem. It's our attitude towards it. And you may think, oh, I don't even think about my stuff. I don't really have an attitude towards it, but you do, and so do I. Because sometimes we start to get obsessed with stuff. We start to think, okay, yesterday, I was content with what I had. I got a new pair of jeans, and it was awesome. But today, I'm feeling like, I just don't like them anymore. I need something cooler. I need something better. Like, if I wear those shoes to school, I'm going to be, like, a cooler person. Or if I get that new video game, it's going to make me happy. And the more we think, the more we have, the happier we're going to be. The cooler we're going to be, we think it's going to do something for us, right? And that's why we get stuff, really. You know, we get the new shirt from Hollister, we get the new jeans, the new shoes, new video games, new sporting equipment or whatever. And we think, man, this is going to make my life awesome. And then you wake up the next day and your life is still the same. And you think, man, what is wrong with this picture? A lot of us say, if I only had blank, then I would be happy. If I only had this new thing, if a new cell phone, I'm dying for a new cell phone, if I only had it, then I would be happy. And that's the problem. We begin to realize that like the stuff we have doesn't really make us happy. It does for a little bit of time, but that fades away really, really fast. And the crazy thing is, well, it's not so crazy, is that Jesus knew this was going to happen. He knew hundreds of years ago that we would struggle and we would be tempted to want more than what we need. And he knew this was such an issue, like such a big deal, that he actually talked about it in the Bible. And it's the verses we're going to look at are the ones that Justin read a minute ago. It's in Matthew 6, 19 through 20. And it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So sounds to me like Jesus is saying, if my treasure is all about the stuff that I have, if it's all about purses or video games or clothes, then that's where my heart's going to be. If where my treasure is, there's my heart, then I got to be really careful about where my treasure is because my heart's going to follow. You see, Jesus knew one thing. He knew lots of things, but the one thing he knew in this situation is that your heart is connected to your money and your stuff. And we don't usually think of it that way, right? I mean, we think about money and stuff as being just like tangible stuff, like stuff we can see and feel. And we think about like our heart and Jesus being things that we can't really like feel. You know, we feel it inside. We think of those as like spiritual things. And we think there's money and there's like earthly things and then there's just spiritual things. But Jesus said, those two things aren't always separate. They're connected really closely. Because where your treasure is, there your heart is going to be. And Jesus knew that we would struggle with this. And he knew that we all would have a hard time. He knew that the things that we own and the things that we buy would sometimes be things that we start to rely on rather than Jesus. That's how it works in our human heart, every one of us here. It works in my heart that way. It works in everybody's heart that way. The things that we invest in, the things that we pour our attention into and our time and our money, that is what holds our heart. So if you spend your time on video games, on the computer, on buying the next cool thing, like that's where your heart's gonna be. If you spend time on makeup and hair and your clothes and always wanting the next best thing, that's where your heart's gonna be. That's just how it is. And Jesus said, I have something way better for you than having your heart all wrapped up in things that are gonna leave you wanting more and then are gonna keep you from feeling satisfied. So my question for you tonight is, where's your heart? You know? Like, it's not bad to want stuff. We all want stuff sometimes. And it's not wrong to want something. So when does wanting something become bad? You know? That's the question we have to ask. When is wanting that new thing, that next new thing, when does that turn wrong? When does that turn bad? When is it gonna capture our heart and turn us and pull us away from Jesus? That's what we got to think about. Because wanting something in of itself isn't really bad. Well, it becomes bad when we start feeling like, man, I don't really like who I am on the inside, or I don't like who I am on the outside. So I think if I get something new, like if I dye my hair, or if I, you know, buy a new shirt, or whatever it is, I feel like, okay, that's gonna turn me into a different person, and then I'm gonna feel really good about myself. And that's a temptation sometimes. But that's when a want turns wrong. Because Jesus says, when you feel bad about yourself, when you think, man, I don't like myself right now, I don't like what I look like or what I'm acting like, and Jesus says, I want you to come to me. Not to like stuff, because the stuff will never, ever, ever satisfy you. Having something new all the time will never, ever, ever satisfy you. You know, sometimes, you know, around Christmas time, you make Christmas lists and all that stuff. And I don't know about you, but I think probably at some point when I was a kid, I opened up all of my presents and thought, well, this is great, but where's the rest? You know? Maybe I'm the only person to ever think that. I don't know. But I mean, I've thought it before, you know? And knowing that people, we are able to think that way, you know, think that we have so many things and yet we still want more, want more, want more. Obviously, there's something we're looking for and there's something we're searching for. And Jesus said, that's me. That's me that you're searching for. And yet sometimes you run to the other stuff to make you feel happy and make you feel comforted when you're sad. You know, people talk a lot about like retail therapy. I don't know if maybe that's an adult word, but people talk about it like, oh, when you're sad, you should just go shopping because it'll make you happy, right? And maybe it does for a little while, but then you're sad again the next day. So it keeps on going and going and going. So I want you to think about how you spend your time and your money, because it's connected to your heart always. What does how you spend your time and money reveal about who you are? I want you to think right now where you are. Don't nobody talk. I just want you to think about how you spend your money, how you spent your money in the last week. What did you spend your money on? What did you spend your time on? Did you spend your money on selfish things, on maybe things you needed, but maybe just things you wanted, or maybe you spent it on somebody else. Maybe you're looking for other people's needs. How did you spend your time? Think about it. how did you spend your time this week? Did you spend all of your free time playing video games, talking on Facebook, texting your friends, gossiping about people, tearing people down, like spreading rumors? Like, how did you spend your time? How did you spend your money? Because what you do with your time and money is connected to your heart. Where you spend your time and money is always a reflection of how you see God. Either you're going to choose to trust God to meet your needs, or you're going to hope that your stuff and your life is going to meet your needs. And that's what a lot of us do every day, is we hope, man, I'm feeling down. I'm feeling, you know, whatever. I'm not feeling very cool or popular, so I'm going to get stuff to make me feel better. And I'm hoping that it's going to meet that need, and it never, ever will. So here's the truth. Truth is, everybody needs money, right? Everybody needs it. You walk into McDonald's, you say, I'd like a Coke. And they're like, give me a buck. Give me $1.25. And you're like, I don't have money. They're like, well, you don't get a Coke. We need money, right? We need money to live in this world and to operate, to eat, and to get things that we need. But all of us have to fight the struggle to not let money and our stuff consume our heart, because our heart is always connected to that. So I want to challenge you this week. Before you go out there and buy something, think, okay, why am I buying this? Do I need it? Yes or no? Why do I want it? What is it about this thing that makes me want it so bad? Am I buying something because I want it to make me happy? Because if that's what you're doing, you gotta remember that, man, Jesus, he is the only thing that'll ever like make you happy and give you joy and fill that part of you. Stuff, your Xbox, your cell phone can never do it. It will always, always let you down. So I ask you to think about this. What would it look like in your life and in your school and here in Blitz? What would it look like in your life if you took your money this week or next week and you said, you know what? I don't really need to go buy that new shirt. I'm actually going to take my money and I'm going to buy somebody's lunch for them that needs it. Or I'm going to help, you know, this homeless person that I see all the time. Or you know, my parents are really struggling. Maybe I want to help them. Help them with what I have. What would happen? What would happen in your family if you were to do that? If you were to take the time and the money that you have and put it towards heavenly things? What would happen if you spent more money on people in need than you did yourself? What would happen? What would it be like? Do you feel like you would feel like you're unsatisfied or you're like empty inside? I don't think so. Because that's not how God works. That's not how he works. What would happen if you used your time on Facebook to encourage people and to say positive things about them, to say good things about them, to lift them up and build them up rather than tearing them down? What would that look like? What would happen if everybody in this room took everything that they had, all their time, all their money, and stopped thinking about what we want, what I want, and said, what do other people need? And then you do something about it. You know, last week we talked about this $5 challenge, and every person in here, if you were here last week, you heard about it, and we're challenging each small group just to give, like to give up something, to give up $5, something like that, to come together as a group and decide, how can we use this money to help somebody else? How can we say no to being selfish and say yes to helping other people in need? Because the bottom line tonight, guys, is that wherever you spend your time and your money reflects how you see God. And if you're filling your life, all of your unhappiness and all of that with things, that means you're not trusting God. You know, you can either choose to trust God to fill those needs in your life, or you can try it on your own. You know, if as we wrap up, I want you to think this last question. If somebody else watched you spend your time and your money, all your free time, all the extra money that you have, it may just be a little bit, may hardly be anything. If somebody else looked in on your life and watched you, how you spend your moments, how you spend your money, would they see Jesus? Or would they just see you? Let's pray. Father God, we're grateful that you allow us to have the things that we have. God, we know that there are things that we need, food and clothes and a home to live in. And God, those are things that every person needs. And so many of us here are privileged to have it. And God, sometimes our hearts get all like wrapped up in the stuff that we have. And we start replacing you with stuff. Sometimes we forget, God, that you are able to meet every need that we have. And so we start looking for it other places, and we never feel full. We always feel empty. And God, we just, we confess that to you, and I pray for each student here that you would fill their hearts and fill their spirits with who you are, and remind them that if they have you, then they have everything. So God, we pray all this in Jesus' name.